Leia hurried over to peer at the object.
Alana, you've given your grandfather a puzzle.
No, seriously,
Han said.
I don't know what the heck this is.
As he was turning it about in his hand, C-3PO returned from the cockpit.
All systems are nominal. Thank the Maker.
When no one responded, the crestfallen droid added,
Sometimes I wonder why I even bother.
3PO, what is this thing?
Han said, holding the device up to the droid's glowing photoreceptors. C-3PO canted his head.
I'm sorry, Captain Solo, but I fail to recognize it. Although if I had to venture a guess, I would say that it resembles an antiquated transponder or transceiver of some sort.
Han regarded it.
You're right. It does.
Maybe we should put it back, Grandpa,
Alana said uncertainly. He glanced down at her.
Oh, I doubt it still works or has anything to do with the ship.
You never know, Han, Leia said.
Come on, this little piece of tech? I know that much.
Leia extended her right hand.
Can I see it?
Gently, Han placed it in her palm. Leia tightened her fingers around the piece.
There's something about this. Did you feel anything special, Alana?
She nodded.
I did. That's how come I found it.
Han looked from Leia to Alana and back again.
Don't you two start going Jedi on me.
We're not, Leia said. But you can't deny that objects can sometimes have a kind of inherent power.
Like you can feel the other people who have touched it,
Alana said. Han blinked in stupefaction.
We should find out,
Alana prompted.
We should, sweetie. It would be like a treasure hunt. Right, Han?
He gazed at her.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Next time we attend the Galactic Engineers Convention.
I'm serious, Han. For all you know, it could have been placed here by someone who owned the Falcon long before you got it.
I suppose,
Han said.
Or it could have been put there by any of the hundreds of beings who have been in the Falcon since. Some friend or foe, some spy. Like the imps who tracked us to Yavin 4.
Leia laughed at the unexpected reference.
Was that really in this lifetime?
Last time I checked.
Who owned the Falcon before you did, Grandpa?
Well, there were lots of owners. The Falcon's over 100 years old.
Uncle Lando used to own her,
Leia said.
He did?
Han nodded.
For a couple of years, anyway.
Did you buy her from him?
Not quite.
Grandpa won her from Uncle Lando in a game of cards.
Alana's eyes widened in delight.
Wow!
Leia smiled. The tale of Han's winning hand was well worn, his pure sabacc besting Lando's near idiot's array. When Han had confessed to having bought his way into the Cloud City tournament with stolen property, a golden Palador figurine he had taken from a Yalesian high priest and a dragon pearl he had swiped from an Imperial general, Leia knew she had finally found the title for the second volume of the memoir she would someday write. It would be called The Crook, the Wook, and Me. Han was laughing.
Here's something even better. Lando,
Uncle Lando,
he won her from someone else in a game of cards.
So the Falcon is like a prize,
Alana said. Han threw Leia a look.
Exactly what I've been saying all these years.
Who did Uncle Lando win it from?
Han pinched his chin in thought.
What was the guy's name? The professional gambler.
Leia shook her head.
I'm not sure you ever told me.
Sure I did. The guy that lost to Lando at Cloud City.
Who owned it before the one Lando won it from?
Alana pressed. Han blew out his breath.
I don't know.
Leia looked surprised.
You don't?
Nope. Every time Chewie and I set out to find out, something would interfere.
I can imagine,
Leia said dryly. Han shook his head.
You only think you can. Of course, I've heard rumors through the years. I just don't know which ones are true.
That would be really fun,
Alana said.
What?
What?
Han and Leia replied in unison.
Finding out all the people who owned the Falcon before Grandpa.
Han smiled tolerantly.
I don't think that's possible.
Why not?
For one thing, because unless a lot of the owners were Bith or Moons or some other species that lives longer than humans, most of them are probably dead.
Leia watched Alana's smile collapse.
Even if that turns out to be true, Han, it would be so much fun trying. And we haven't visited Lando and Tendra in ages. We could start there.
Alana showed Han an imploring look.
Please, please, let's do it.
Leia cocked an eyebrow.
Some pressing engagement you haven't told me about, darling?
No.
Well then?
Han blinked and exhaled through his nose.
Okay, let's do it.
Another escapade,
C-3PO sighed, while Alana was hugging Leia's legs. Han gazed at the device that might be an archaic transponder. Putting it to his ear, he thought he could detect a faint humming sound, as if the device were awaiting a long-lost signal.